Good afternoon, I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Indiana Governor Mike Braun today extended a pause on the state's gasoline sales tax for another 30 days. He also suspended the state's gas excise tax. That means Hoosier drivers will see about 59 cents in savings per gallon for the next month. Braun first paused the gasoline sales tax last month. In a statement, the governor says the extra month of relief is the most he can provide without a special legislative session. Anjanette Young, a social worker who became a police reform advocate after a 2019 botched raid on her home, is one step closer to having official sway over Chicago police policy. My WBEZ colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Young was nominated to serve on a citywide commission that approves police protocols. She turned to advocacy after officers executed a search warrant on the wrong home, hers, while she stood naked and handcuffed. In remarks to aldermen, Young appealed to conservatives who feel her reform work makes her an enemy of the police.
Part of my healing journey has included collaborating with and learning from top officers within CPD. That work has reinforced my belief that accountability and collaboration are not opposite forces.
Young's nomination passed the council's police panel, but still needs full council approval. Illinois State Police are launching an investigation into the deadly ICE shooting of Silverio Villegas Gonzalez. Villegas Gonzalez was killed in September of last year by a federal immigration agent during a traffic stop in suburban Franklin Park. The Sun-Times reports the investigation follows the release of a damning state commission report that details the actions of federal agents throughout Operation Midway Blitz. Another Walgreens on the city's south side is closing. Community leaders say the closing of the pharmacy's Chatham location follows a trend of corporate abandonment in the area. In the past 10 years, Walgreens has shut down numerous stores in black neighborhoods in Chicago, limiting residents' access to medicine. Mari Gallagher is a researcher with expertise on neighborhood retail patterns. She joined WBEZ's In the Loop to talk about the impact of pharmacy deserts on a community.
People rely on their pharmacy to get advice, to pick up their scripts, to get their vaccinations. And it's a trend that's going to be harmful over the long run, I think, to quality of life and frankly, length of life.
The Walgreens on 86th at Cottage Grove is set to close in less than a month. Tickets to visit the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's Jackson Park neighborhood went on sale this morning. Admission grants access to multiple exhibits and attractions in the museum, which officially opens next month. That includes a replica of President Obama's Oval Office. Erica Thompson is an arts and culture reporter with the Sun-Times.
Within an hour or two, opening day tickets went pretty quick. So tickets are already sold out for the month of June. People can continue to get tickets for July through November right now.
Tickets are $30 for adults. If you're an Illinois resident, it's $26. Visitors can still access the museum's campus for free, which includes gardens, walking trails, and a branch of the Chicago Public Library. You're listening to The Rundown. The principal of an all-boys Catholic high school on Chicago's South Side won the prestigious Golden Apple Award on Monday. But as WBEZ's Sarah Karp found out, it was more than an individual award. It was a moment to celebrate his school's resurgence.
In the auditorium of an aging building, some young men put up their hands in the shape of an L. It's a signal to their classmates to quiet down.
Dr. Shaka Rao!
In walks Shaka Rao, a slim man wearing glasses and a brown blazer.
I don't have any words to give. I'm speechless.
Leo's choir, the one that made it all the way to the finals of the TV show America's Got Talent, burst into song.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Come on, y'all. Let's go.
With the award, the principal of Leo High School won $10,000 and will get to take classes at Northwestern University. Like everyone else, Raul's mother, Andre, leapt to her feet when he walked in.
I'm overwhelmed. He doesn't think that accolades are important. This is one he wanted, so I feel very good that he was able to achieve it.
For her, it's a full circle moment. She sent her sons to Leo in the late 80s and early 90s. At the time, the school served mostly white students.
And there was a very big movement to keep it that way, to even move it off of the 79th Street corridor so that it would be more available and accessible to white young men.
Leo High School didn't wind up moving, but white families abandoned the school, as they had the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood. By the time Rawls took over a decade ago, the school had less than 100 students. Today, it has more than 250. and a big incoming class of freshmen that will boost enrollment even more. Almost all of them, bright, ambitious, young Black men. Some of the turnaround is the offshoot of the national attention drawn by Leo's choir, but it's also Raoul's spirit. He says he wants Leo to be an electric, positive place.
Even mass is lit around here, right? So every aspect of the school is exciting and it's jumping, and we want to have fun in this building. Out there is dangerous for young Black boys, right? Black and brown boys. So here, this is a safe space where they can feel loved.
Students say they feel it the moment they arrive.
So the morning he do his good morning, you know, that start our day, get our mood happy. So he bring a good vibe in the morning.
14-year-old Sayai McClurgan says he was looking for an alternative to his neighborhood high school when he learned about Leo.
I just wanted to get a new experience for my family and myself because, you know, the community don't get none like this. You know, Black boys our age is either in the streets, gangs, or, you know, something that's not benefiting them. So I'm glad Mr. Rawls got this school where it needs to be for the Black boys.
Rawls' students, staff, and family says he pours everything into the job. It's his passion.
What I'm doing is actually, I'm preparing my future self, right? So when I look at every student in this building, I see me. So I think that it's not even giving back. I'm really just investing in my own future.
Raoul says a lot of the news about Black boys centers on the negative, high suspension, truancy, and murder rates. That's why he was so thankful to Golden Apple for highlighting a school where they're striving and thriving. And to celebrate that, next week the students don't have to wear uniforms. And Friday lunch is on him. Sarah Karp, WBC News.
Partly cloudy skies tonight. Expect lows in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy for most of Thursday. There's a chance of showers in the afternoon with a high around 60. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.